Let's pray before we start. Lord, Lord, bless us tonight, dear God. I need you, Lord. You know, dear Father, Lord, that I've been immersed in Spanish for a while now, Lord, and it's hard to come back to English. But Lord, help me, Father, Lord. You know my need. Pray you'll bless the people, Lord, that might hear the word of God. And Lord, there might be faith created, Lord, in some child, some teenager, Lord, maybe someone that's having a battle. Lord, I don't know, Father, if this is going over the radio air, Lord, but if it is, I pray, God, that someone out there, Lord, would hear. And, Lord, be saved. Father, today, Lord, I pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord. We do ask you, Father, that you'd heal those that are sick and afflicted. And, Lord, those that seemingly, Lord, no answer, no hope, Lord. But, God, you're the one that can give hope and heal. And Lord, I pray, Father, that your will be done, Lord, in the message tonight, dear God. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Begin reading in verse number 1. It says, And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard that tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. Much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord, against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. It shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he held the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. You may sit down, or may be seated. I'd like to preach tonight upon a couple titles, I guess you might say. I put the title, Behold, or Look, or See. Amen. That's a simple title. Tonight, we see here in the passage of Scripture in the journeys toward the Promised Land. And we know that they sinned and went 40 years in the desert as a sign of judgment. For 40 means time of judgment. Yeah. And we know that the people of Israel were a fickle people. Yeah. We see here that they had victory over their enemies. We see that in verses number 1 through verse number 4. They had enemies, and they recognized the need of God. And we see that we called out to God, and God made a vow, and the Lord hearkened, listened to them. We see that in verses number 1 through verse number 3. The Lord heard them and gave them victory. But we see the fickleness of the people. We see the fickleness of the people. And we see that in verse number 4 and verse number 5, where it says, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. I tell you, you know, we get discouraged in the way.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, the way is long. You know,
yes,
the way of Christianity is not... some people are saved, and I've heard of this cases similar to this, of being saved and dying 2 or 3 days later.
Yes.
They're in the presence of the Lord. But as a whole, the life of a Christian is a long life.
Yes.
It's not a 100-yard dash. It's a marathon. I mean, it's a long journey. And I tell you right now, and it's very, very, you know, it's a lot of things can happen in life.
Yes.
And it can cause you to get discouraged, by the way. It causes you to get bitter in the way.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things that can happen because of the way. And we get discouraged in the way. You know, and that is part of the Christian life. It's not all beds of ease.
Right.
It's not all beds of ease. It's not all gold and silver. It's not always that way. Sometimes we have some bitter ways, bitter times. And that's what happened to the Israelites here. You would think after they had seen the victories that came their way that there'd be no problem. You know, they'd been happy. They'd been joyful. But the verse number 4, immediately they become discouraged because of the way.
Yep.
You know, and that's the way life is.
Yep.
And we see that people are fickle.
Yep.
People are fickle. Fickle. Fickleness is part of human nature.
Sure.
You know, we're fickle. I mean, we see that in the life of Peter. What did Peter say to the Lord Jesus? I will die and go with you to jail. I mean, I'll be willing to go with you to jail. I'll be willing to die. And in just another chapter, he's denying the Lord three times, that he even knew him, even come to the place of cursing.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way life is. We are so fickle, folks.
Yes, sir.
I tell you right now, we can't trust in man.
Amen.
We can't trust in man. We can't trust in the pastor.
Right.
As great as a pastor is, we can't trust in the brethren.
Right.
We can't trust in ourselves for sure.
Amen.
We got to put our faith and hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can help us tonight.
That's
The message tonight is hopefully a message of salvation, but it can be a message of help for the saints as well. We see the fickleness of the people. Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 6. Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 6. We see here the declaration of God himself about himself. Verse number 6. It says, "For I am the Lord, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed."
Amen.
I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that God is God and God is like he is, the sons of Jacob would have been consumed.
Right.
Israel as a people would have been a consumed people. And if it wasn't for God being as he is, America would be consumed tonight.
Yep.
Because America does not deserve even the blessings of God.
That's right.
And tonight, we as a people go before God, the judge, and we don't say, you know, look at my excellency, judge.
Right.
We go before him and we declare mercy. We ask for mercy.
Right.
I remember one time when I went before a judge and I had done something I shouldn't have done and got a ticket, and I went before him. You know, I didn't go up there and declare my excellency. I declared, I asked him to be merciful to me, you know.
Amen.
And, of course, he didn't. I had to pay the fine, but... You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Man cannot declare his goodness because he is not good.
Right.
He is not excellent. He is not righteous. We're altogether filthy, Paul says in chapter number 3 of the book of Romans, or maybe chapter number 1. We're altogether unrighteous and filthy. But we need to recognize that we're fickle.
Yes.
I tell you right now, if you say you're not going to do something, I tell you right now, most likely you will do it. Brother Jacob was talking about something in the thing, you know. And brother, the pastor said, "I hope that don't happen to you tomorrow about losing your keys," you know. I tell you right now, we say we're not going to do something, we'll wind up doing it.
Right.
And we try to say that we're strong and able to do something, and we're not really.
Right.
You know, unless God helps us, we can't do it.
That's right.
I remember one time I was in the presence of the local policeman there in Waxhaw, North Carolina, and I said, "I'll tell you right now, I'm never going to get stopped." And I tell you right now, from that moment on, that policeman began to examine me every time I came through there. And just happened to be one night, I was out drinking during the days of my drinking time. You know, I was out drinking, and just happened to be that I wasn't drunk when I came through the town, but I had been drinking, but it had been long enough that I was pretty well sober. Next thing I know, I see the blue lights in the background there. Stopped me and gave me a sobriety test, and happened to be I passed it. But, you know, if we don't watch it, we say that we're not going to do something, we'll wind up doing it.
Right.
Or we say, "You can depend on me, Pastor,"
yeah,
and won't be long that the pastor won't be able to depend upon
right.
you.
Yeah.
We need to depend upon the Lord God.
Amen.
We need to be faithful, friends. We need to be faithful. As a missionary, need to be faithful.
Sure.
And we trust in the churches, and God's been good to me.
Amen.
God's been good to me and my family, my wife. We was talking about coming up the highway. You know, this whole truck we've got is a 2001 Suburban. And I was telling, I said, "Boy, I tell you right now, this thing is so smooth. So smooth. I mean, it's like you're riding on glass."
Amen.
And my wife said, "The Lord sure has been good to us.
Amen.
I don't have to make a payment on it."
Right.
You know, it kind of looks rough, but God's been good to me.
Amen.
But I tell you right now, I could trust him. I can say, you know, the Lord's been so good to me, I'm not going to fail him. But the next week, I could fail him.
Right.
Because man is fickle.
Yep.
And that's the way the Israelites here, they were fickle.
Yep.
I mean, they were, God had just blessed them, given victory over these enemies there, and gave mighty victory. But the next verses, we see them complaining. Mm-hmm. Complaining. And not only complaining, but I tell you right now, they were not only complaining, but we see that the Lord sent fiery serpents.
Mm-hmm.
Fiery serpents. And you know, a serpent, boy, they say rattlesnakes bite somebody, or snakes bite someone, there's like fire goes up through their legs.
Mm-hmm.
If it's coming from the leg or from the arm, whatever, they say it feels like fire.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if that's what it was referring to, or if they were actually fiery serpents. You know, it don't say, but they were fiery serpents. And we see that that is a judgment upon sin.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The serpent lied to Eve.
Yep.
And brought in sin. She doubted the Lord, and she partook of the fruit.
Yep.
And gave, not only partook of the fruit, but she gave to her husband, Adam, and he partook of the fruit. And sin entered the human race by a serpent. And we see here that the people had sinned against God, doubted him. And not only doubted him, but, you know, doubted Moses and began to complain and murmur and were discouraged by the in the way. I hope and pray that I'll never get discouraged because of the way.
Right.
But we do get discouraged in the way.
Right.
I tell you, this way is a great way.
Yep.
I tell you, I never will forget that I've been saved 47 years now. Hey. Soon be September the 18th, be saved 47 years. And I tell you right now, I never have regretted the night the Lord saved me.
Amen.
Just like tonight, the Lord saved me there in North Carolina, in Waxhaw, North Carolina,
amen,
in 1977. Praise God for that. And I began a way. And I began to walk in the way.
Right.
There have been times I've been discouraged, but I tell you right now, I've never been discouraged. I've never said I want to leave the way.
Right.
I tell you, there have been times I said in Mexico, boy, I tell you, I'd love to go back home. But you know, I thank God that the Lord gave me a good wife. That never has been to the point where she says, yeah, let's go. Let's go, you know. And I tell you right now, it takes that. It takes
right.
that as a missionary, you know, to have both of you willing to stay through
yes,
the thick
sir.
And the thin. Yeah. I tell you, thanks be to God for the way. But help us never to, you know, get upset and want to leave the way.
Right.
Want to leave it. That's what the people of Israel here was happening to them. They were discouraged in a way because... And we know that many times they said, let's go back to Egypt. Because down in Egypt, they had pickles. They had all the vegetables, you know.
Yeah.
had the old fishes and stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you right now, they could not see because the Bible says right here that they were discouraged not only because of the way, but because of their food.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the food, you know. They got tired of that wonderful food they had every morning. They didn't have to pay for it. They didn't have to have inflation.
Right.
Can you imagine that? They didn't have to have inflation. Because all they had to do was go out and pick it up every morning.
Right.
But for 40 years they were eating it. And they got kind of tired of it. And I can understand sometimes, you know, you get tired of the same food. I mean, there's been years down in Mexico we've had to live on beans and tortillas.
Uh-huh.
You know, and after a while you get tired of it. And even the Mexicans do. But they sit down at the table, first thing they do, where's the beans at?
Uh-huh.
You know? But you get tired of food. But oh, I tell you right now, this food was heaven food.
Amen.
It says in verse number 4, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. It says here in verse number 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. I tell you right now, they just got through seeing God bring water out of the rock.
Yep.
And saw God provide every day not only the bread, but the meat. The meat. But they got tired of it. And that's the way it is. Sometimes people get tired of the Christian way. But I tell you right now, we need to choose this day. What are we going to choose? Are we going to choose the world? Is there anything in the world that's worth going back to? I mean, is it worth going back to the liquor bottle?
No.
Is it worth going back to the cigarette?
No.
Is it worth going back to all the things that we did as a lost man,
right,
as lost people? Right. Most these children here tonight never have experienced,
right,
having taken a drink of liquor. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
But a lot of the older people,
yep,
maybe even the pastor, he was a saint all of his life. I mean, he's been a saint all of his life. I mean, he was raised in a pastor's church house. I know that ain't true, but what I'm saying is he didn't experience a lot of maybe what a lot of people experience. And I experienced it. I experienced it as a young teenager. Began to drink and smoke and carry on and stuff like that, and had a father that was an alcoholic. I had a granddad that was an alcoholic. And my brothers were drank. But I tell you, I know it's a rough life, friends.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything out there in the world worth going back to?
No.
I tell you right now, there's nothing out there that, amen, I want to go back to. I mean, the joy of the Lord is our strength, the Bible,
amen,
says. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
I tell you, without the joy of the Lord, we cannot serve the Lord tonight.
Right.
We cannot. We've got to have the Spirit of God. We've got to have the joy of the Lord. We've got to put our eyes upon the Lord. And that is,
amen,
that is, we see in, not only were the fiery serpent sent from the Lord as a sign of judgment upon their sin, their rebelliousness, their discouragement, and their complaining, their murmuring. He sent the fiery serpents as a sign of judgment. And that's what happened to Adam and Eve.
Right.
Because of their disobedience, the serpent brought sin into the human race. And they disobeyed God, took of that fruit, eat of it, and sin entered into the world.
Right.
And it brought bitterness. It brought much discouragement. It brought much pain. And,
yes,
and you know, and all this stuff. But I tell you right now, they fled. They not only was fire servants brought from the Lord, sent from the Lord, but they fled unto Moses. Look at what it says right there in Numbers, again, where we're at. It says right there, verse number 7, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. And that is the first thing that a person has to do tonight,
yeah,
to be saved.
Right.
Man needs to admit that he's a sinner,
yeah,
and that he sinned. You know, if you don't admit that you're a sinner, you'll never come to the Lord. You'll never be saved.
Right.
You need to admit that you're a sinner without God, without hope, without any righteousness in this world, and come to the Lord. And, of course, they didn't come to the Lord there, but they came to God's representative. Moses was the one they had complained against.
Right.
I mean, time and time again, they complained against Moses and even against Aaron. And they come to him. They fled the fiery serpents. People flee from the sin.
Right.
But many times they come to the wrong place.
Yep.
To the wrong person.
Yep.
They need to come to the right person. They need to come to the right place. And it,
amen,
is the foot of the cross.
Amen.
People speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Even when they came to him, they were still complaining. Look at there. He said, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. You know, it'd been something if they had come and said, Moses, we're wrong. We've sinned. Sorry, Moses. But they said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt? You know, why have you brought us into this land? There's no bread and there's no water. And this miserable light bread we have to eat every day. This manna. Angel's food, I believe it says in one place in the Bible. Angel's food. Praise God for that manna. But they didn't see it that way. They got tired of it quickly. Oh, I tell you right now, they fled to Moses. And instead of fleeing to Moses, they should have fled to the Lord God.
Amen.
They should have come, they should have called out to God immediately. Not come to Moses, called out to Jehovah.
Amen.
You know, even though he was God's representative, they should have called out to the Lord God at that moment. And verse, look at what Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18 says. 18:18 of Deuteronomy. What it talks about the prophet that the Lord would raise among them that would be like Moses, and the people would hear him. Verse number 18, it says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. I tell you right now, Moses was a great man.
Sure he was.
He was. I mean, he wasn't perfect. We know he sinned.
Right.
One time of being angry caused him to miss out on the promised land.
Yes.
And we know the type of Moses. He was the type of the law, and the law can never justify. The law can never bring a man unto righteousness. It takes Joshua, who is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
To bring him into the promised land.
Amen.
But one sin of anger, friend, caused him to lose out on the promised land. I tell you right now, we've got to be careful with anger.
Yes, sir.
We've got to first recognize that we are in that position of being angry.
Yes.
That we have a problem with anger. I tell you right now, I know from the time I married my wife that I had that problem, and I've had to work on it. The greatest men in our country of the past were men of anger.
Sure.
But because they recognized they had anger, they begin to work upon it.
Yes, sir.
George Washington was he was known as a very stoic man, but he was an angry man. And he recognized that. He worked on it all of his life.
Yes, sir.
Eisenhower, great general of the past, was an angry man from a child. And he worked upon it. You got to be careful, friend, with the anger.
Amen.
Because anger can destroy you.
Yes, sir.
Especially if it's in the way of raising your fist to God. And declaring that you are above God and that you're angry at God. Look at what happened to Cain, how he got angry. Anger will destroy you. I mean, it caused him to kill his own brother.
Yes, sir.
And he was angry against God. No, I tell you right now, he was a stranger. He was God cast him out into the countryside. And he was a wanderer from that moment on. I tell you, anger is the hardest thing that we have to control. We need to work upon that, friend, if you have a problem with anger. Anger causes people to kill others.
Yep.
You do things without thinking upon it. Well, I tell you, God help us with anger. No, I tell you, the people were angry against God, angry against Moses. And you would have thought they'd have said, Moses, we're sorry, but we've been bitten. Pray for us.
Right.
Pray for us. Instead of complaining. And they did ask him to pray for him, but before they asked him to pray for him, they were complaining about this light bread. I tell you, men are so fickle. Women, men are so fickle. I tell you right now, you would think that have been straightened out, but they were fickle. Now look at the remedy. The remedy is a fiery serpent raised upon a post. Verse number 8 there in the book of Numbers again where we're at. Verse number 8, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. I believe what it's talking about in that fiery serpent, I believe it was so bright, from a distance it looked like it was on fire. I believe that's what it means. I believe that brass was so bright that it actually shined like fire from a distance. I tell you, and we know that they've got places where they melt these snakes, you know. And they melt the snake so that they can take that venom and convert it into anti-venom.
Right.
And in this case, the anti-venom was the fiery serpent on the pole.
Amen.
And I'm telling you right now, all they had to do is look.
Amen.
All they had to do is look upon that serpent and they would live.
Amen.
And it took faith to believe that. Especially when you're in the point of dying. I mean, I've never been bitten. Anybody here been bitten by a snake? I've never been bitten by a snake. Thank God. I remember one time I was out playing underneath a poplar tree. I don't know if you know it, but down in Georgia have a lot of these trees that have these balls upon them. And they got little thorns upon them. Gumball, that's it. I had a gumball tree out there and I had a swing and it was about dusk. And I was swinging back and forth out there, barefooted in the summertime. And I looked down, there was I don't know if it was a copperhead or what it was, right there underneath my feet. Could have bitten me.
Yep.
Could have bitten me. But God was with me.
Amen.
But these folks, you know, they were bitten by this fiery serpent. I mean, I'm telling you right now, they began to feel the pain. And many people died, the Bible says.
Yep.
Many people died. And there needed to be a remedy. And I'm going to tell you right now, God in His grace and mercy Long before man ever partook of the fruit there in the garden, God had provided the way.
Amen.
The Bible says before the foundation of the world,
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, God sent forth His Son to die for man to provide that remedy for sin. I'll tell you right now, thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The remedy of the fiery serpent, the very thing that had bitten them, God said lift it upon a pole.
Right.
And He not only said lift it upon a pole, but put it in the midst of the camp. We think about Israel in that camp right there being a small thing, but it wasn't. I mean, we were talking about 600,000 men,
Amen.
Plus women and children. It was a big camp. Big camp. Y'all have to excuse me. I almost said something in Spanish there. I can't help it.
Yeah.
It almost comes through. But in the camp of Israel, it was a big camp. And the Lord said, lift it upon a pole high. What did the Bible say in the book of John? If I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself.
Amen.
He had to be lifted up.
Yes, sir.
The fiery serpent had to be lifted up upon that pole high and lifted up. And Hebrews chapter number 10, 2 and verse number 10. I like this verse. It talks about Him being our captain of our salvation.
Oh, yes.
I love the book of Hebrews, friends. It's one of the greatest books in the letters of Paul. Chapter number 2 and verse number 10. He says, "For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings."
Amen.
Someone had to suffer.
Yep.
Someone had to suffer for our sin, for our salvation. That chapter number 12 of the book of Hebrews, verse number 1 and 2, says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus." Behold Jesus. Look unto Jesus, friends, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Behold Him. You know, if one of those Israelites had been bitten and was bitten, they might have been at the point of dying, so weak they couldn't move. But all they had to do was turn their face toward that pole with that serpent upon it. And all they had to do was look by faith and believe.
Amen.
And they'd be healed. They would live. What does the book of Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 6 say? It says right there that while we were yet weak, it says in verse number 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly."
Amen.
For the ungodly.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, they were so weak they couldn't move. They were so weak they couldn't crawl. But all they had to do is look.
Amen.
Have you looked tonight by faith?
Amen.
Or are you looking at yourself?
There you go.
Are you saying, "Hey, I'm strong enough," or "I'm so weak I can't be saved"? Mm-hmm. "I'm so wicked I can't be saved"? I tell you right now, you're not as wicked as the Apostle Paul was.
Right.
He called himself the chief of sinners. But God saved Paul.
Amen.
He was a persecutor of the church. He was a blasphemer. Injurious to people. But God had mercy upon him and saved him.
Yes.
Verse number 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet preadventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commanded His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right.
Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." They were saved from the wrath, from death, through looking at the pole lifted up.
Amen.
As it says in Spanish, an hasta. Hasta. Look at the book of John, chapter number 3. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ believed in the Old Testament.
Yes.
Because many, many, many times He quoted it. Verse number 13 says, "And no man hath ascended up into heaven, but He that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh, thanks be to God for those, for him that was lifted up.
Amen.
For our sin.
Amen.
Lifted up high. Bled and died for our sin.
Amen.
Well, I tell you right now, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 45, verse number 22. Isaiah 45, verse number 22. Says here, let's read verse 21. It says, "Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Who have told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me? A just God," note this, "a Savior."
Amen.
"A Savior." Praise God for the Savior. "There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth."
Amen.
"For I am God, and there is none else." There is no other God beside Jehovah and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah for him. And the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I tell you, you think about Peter and John. I believe it was Peter and John. There in the, on the Mount of Transfiguration. I mean, they said, "It's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles. One for thee and one for Moses and one for yourself." And all of a sudden, a voice from heaven. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him."
Amen.
And immediately Moses and Elijah was gone. And what do they behold? They behold Jesus alone.
That's right.
Alone. Alone. I tell you, he is the only one that can save us tonight.
Amen.
He is. There is no other name above given above below heaven in that we might be saved.
Right.
But the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you, the Israelites, fickleness, but they're still God's people.
Amen.
One day they're going to be saved in one day.
Yep.
One day. They shall behold him.
Yep.
What are they going to behold? They're going to behold those hands that were crucified.
Yep. That's right.
With the marks of his passion.
Yep.
They're going to say, "Where did you receive those wounds in your hand?" And he's going to respond, "In the house of my friends."
Amen.
And at that moment, a spirit of repentance is going to enter in their heart. It's going to slay them. And they're going to believe at that moment. They're going to believe in him they deny right now. I mean, they keep the law. They're looking to Moses still today.
Yep.
They look to Moses. At that moment, they'll turn their eyes away from Moses and they'll look upon the Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, I can't wait to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I think about death. The more I think about heaven. I tell you, I've got many people up there that I want to see. I want to see my Savior first of all, of course.
Amen.
I got a mother up in heaven today. I got a mother. I've got a father-in-law. I've got a mother-in-law. I've got Pastor Brother Brown and just on and on and on. People that my former pastors that led me to the Lord, Brother Terry Pressler and Brother Alan Brigman's up there in heaven right now.
Amen.
His wife just died the other day, Sister Eve, sweet lady. Lived right across the road from me. They're in heaven today. I want to see them.
Amen.
I tell you right now, do you want to see your loved ones or do you think about death? It takes being bitten.
Yes, sir.
It takes being bitten. We've all been bitten.
Yep.
By that ancient serpent, Lucifer.
Yes.
Sin entered the world.
Right.
By death. Because of that sin, death passed upon all men.
Yep.
For all have sinned.
Yep.
Come short of the glory of God tonight.
Yes.
I don't know what your condition is here tonight. I don't know what your condition is out there in radio land. If you're lost and you hear this message tonight, you want to be saved, just pull over on the side of the road and call out to God.
Amen.
I mean, you don't know how to call out to him. Just say, "God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Save me for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Help me to look by faith upon that post that was lifted up in the
yes.
midst of Israel with that fiery serpent lifted up high. Jesus Christ is that serpent tonight.
Yes.
And he's not a snake, of course, but he
right.
is that type
right.
of that fiery serpent that was lifted up tonight. As Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, So it's necessary that the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up for
That's
you.
Right.
Believe and be saved tonight.
Amen.
Father, I pray for this church tonight. I pray, oh God, dear Lord, tonight we need your presence, Lord, here tonight.
Yes.
Not a soul will ever come to know the Lord without your presence, without your power to convert them through your word. Lord, I pray tonight for these children, Lord, every one of them, Lord. Every one of them have been raised in this church tonight, Lord. Not a one of them has ever probably, that no doubt that they've never done anything like I did as a teenager. Does not mean that they're not sinners. But Lord, tonight, God, I pray that, Lord, you'd show them, Lord, that they're sinners if they've never been saved. And help them, Lord, to come to know thee, Lord, truly as their Savior, Lord. Help those school teachers, those Sunday school teachers, to teach them the Word of God. And to trust in your sovereignty, Lord. To trust in your power. The power of the Word, that one day that Word will bring forth fruit. Lord, dear God, don't let them be plucked green before it's time, Lord. Because God, once that happens, it's so confusing over the period of time, Lord. I mean, they wonder. And they doubt many times, Lord. But if they will come to know the Lord in a good time, a right time, the time that you want it through your Spirit, God, there'll be none of that to happen, Lord. But, Lord, they'll have that assurance through life, Lord. I pray for them. I pray for the children. I pray for my grandchildren. I pray for my sons. Oh, God, that they would be able to hear this message tonight, Lord. Lord, dear Father, tonight you know their need of coming back to you, Lord. Pray for Jeremiah tonight, Lord. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, dear God, that you go there right now and pursue him.
Yes.
And speak to him, Lord. Help him, Father, tonight, that he'd get right with you, Lord. If he's not saved, then that's what he needs tonight, Lord, is salvation. If, Lord, dear God, tonight the devil has put him in a snare, and, Lord, dear Father, so many people fall into the snare of the devil.
Yes.
I know in this church tonight there's families that they've had that to happen, Lord. Their children have fallen in the snare of the devil, been taken captive at his will. The devil is a wise and just like he was in the ancient garden. He's wise and subtle. Lord, dear Father, people can fall into that snare. Help us tonight, oh God. Please help our children, Lord. I pray, Father, tonight, dear God, for the adults, fathers and mothers tonight, Lord. If there's one here tonight that's in the bitterness in the way, Lord, has bitterness, discouraged in the way, I pray, God, tonight that you'd encourage them, Lord. Strengthen them through thy word, that they might, Lord, dear Father, raise up and lift their eyes up and look at the Lord again, fresh and anew. Oh, God, we can never look at you, your Son, the Lord Jesus, too many times. Lord, help us today, Lord, I pray. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, dear God, that you'd supply the need for this radio station, Lord. Just like the pastor said earlier, Lord, that you allowed that lightning strike to hit, Lord, and you know that. God, I pray today that you'd take a few ounces of your gold out of your coffers tonight, Lord, and you'd send it down and supply that need, Lord, tonight. Oh, God, move upon the hearts of people that need to be moved upon, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for supplying our need today, Lord, for our new house, Lord, that's going to be built. Even this morning, Lord, you supplied the need for a little bit more of it, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Father, for that. God, I love you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to preach, Lord. I know I didn't do good. Spanish, Lord, dear Father, is trying to come out. But Lord, God, I just thank you, Lord, that you've helped me, Lord. And Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you for helping me to be able to come up here and be with my daughter and her family tonight, Lord. I pray for her, Lord, that you continue to touch her and help her, Lord, and heal her. And God, help her to recover, Lord. She's got a lot of that on her plate, Lord, to take care of a toddler and a newborn child. Pray, Father, today for Josh, that you'd help him, Lord, to step up to the plate and be the man. And be the man, Lord, he needs to be, Lord. As the Philistines said, quit yourself like men. Help us to quit ourselves like men, Lord, as a church, Lord. Help us to be the men that we need to be, Lord, and to assume the responsibility and lead our family, Lord, and sacrificially love them and give to them and be all that we need to be, Lord. Help us tonight, God. Lord, I love you. Thank you for the pastor, Lord. I pray for him and his wife. I pray for his dad, his sister, her mother, or her dad, Lord, that's been sick and had a surgery. I pray for him tonight that you continue to touch him and help him raise him up, Lord, oh God. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, in their lives, Father. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.